I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Our broadcast begins today in Vietnam, where a meeting between the U.S. and North Korea means an international call to prayer. And stick around to learn what social justice actually means and why it's an important element of the Christian life. Keep listening, because there's a place for you in every story. First, U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un meet for the next 2 days in a high-stakes summit. Number one issue on the agenda, denuclearization. It comes at a key time when South Korea marks its centennial celebration of the March 1st independence movement. For them, the summit is about reclaiming a future in freedom and unity. Asian Access's Joe Handley observes.
You'd think that on the 100th anniversary, the focus would be on remembering the past and, you know, how did we get freed from this colonial oppressive rule? And there was a little bit of that, but the primary focus was seeing this as, hey, let's look to the future of our nation and the hope of freeing the North Korean people.
With the outcome of the summit yet to be determined,
we need the body of Christ to be praying for this gathering. No matter where you line up in the political spectrum, this could be a pivotal event. And it doesn't matter what you think of Kim Jong-un or President Donald Trump. What's important is that we be praying that God can work in the midst of whatever's going to happen there.
Next, the Holy Land is the birthplace of Christianity. Arij Massoud with Bethlehem Bible College says Christians were once a good chunk of Palestine's population. Now, per the Joshua Project, they make up less than 1.5% of the West Bank and Gaza.
This is where Christianity started, and because of the many different religions and faiths that have started here in this land, that's why we call it the Holy Land. But then I'm worried that this is where people would start coming to visit empty churches.
Many Palestinian Christians are concerned that they've been forgotten. Massoud says Palestinian believers face pressures and instability because of the Israeli occupation. But as the body of Christ, where one part suffers, every part suffers. Are we suffering with our Palestinian family?
There's a lot of biblical interpretations that are supporting the occupation and are dehumanizing people. And when people, regardless of faith backgrounds, are dehumanized, it is our concern because we are created in God's image. And it is our concern as Palestinian Christians because we do have the responsibility to defend our Bible and to defend God's words.
So he's inviting us to learn more about our Palestinian family and listen to their stories. Pray for peace in the Holy Land, as well as hope and strength for Palestine's believers. And social justice, it's a term that gets thrown around a lot, but it's actually tricky to nail down. Danielle Strickland, an ambassador with Compassion International, believes social justice is at the heart of the kingdom of God. For Christians, social justice encompasses more than a single issue. It means peace and right relationships for all mankind. That vision often seems overwhelming, but Strickland thinks it doesn't have to be.
I think we also make things complex when we don't want to do them. I don't think actually justice is complex at all. I think it's really simple. We just don't want to do it. So we make it really hard and we make it above our pay grade so we don't have to do it. But really sharing isn't that complex. Kids get it pretty quickly. And kids do it pretty quickly.
God calls his people to act. A small choice to stand up for the oppressed is still a step toward social justice.
Whatever it is that begins to prompt you, it's part of God's calling of his people, sort of agreeing with all of creation and saying, no, this isn't right, and it needs to be made right.
For people who want to be involved in social justice but don't know where to get started, Strickland offered this suggestion. Connect with a group like Compassion International. Compassion works with a local church to bring God's word and justice to the poor and marginalized communities around the world. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.